out of the nearly 250,000 enlisted personnel in the Air Force, 12 are named Outstanding Airmen of the Year. They show leadership and care for their communities. Two of them are with Federal News Radio's Emily Comp at the Air Force Association's Air and Space Conference right now. Technical Sergeant Tamara Ackfall teaches at the Patrick Air Force Base Airman Leadership School in Florida. And Master Sergeant Joseph Bogdan is Superintendent for the Airman and Family Readiness Center at Travis Air Force Base in California. Emily?
Thank you very much, Francis. And I'm here with Sergeant Joseph Bogdan, and we're going to be joined by Sergeant Ackfall in just a minute. But Sergeant Bogdan, first of all, congratulations. Just tell us a little bit. I understand that you started off in civil engineering, then switched to become an administrator. Tell us a little bit about how you made that jump.
Yes, ma'am. So, yes, I did start off in the civil engineering career field. I was electrical power production, and I was a tech sergeant over in CE, in the civil engineering squadron over in Travis Air Force Base, and a former first sergeant of mine asked me if I would apply for this position. I really didn't know anything about it. But I just felt like it was something that was going to stretch me a little bit. So I talked to some mentors and then went ahead and applied, and I got the position. So, and it's been a wonderful ride ever since. It really has.
And how long have you been in it?
I've been doing it for 4 years now. I'm about to go back into my civil engineering career field.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good. And so how do you feel? I mean, these Outstanding Airmen of the Year awards look for leadership and promise. And so how would you say that this position has stretched you so that when you go back to civil engineering, you'll be able to take something new with you?
One of the things I think that this career field, especially working in a social service center, it's definitely very different from working in the civil engineering career field. So going back, I think that a big part of it will be I developed a huge amount of empathy, being able to deal with different people's problems. So that's huge. Leadership growth, understanding a perspective outside of my own career field, seeing things from a broader spectrum, of course, that's going to be very beneficial. And one of the biggest things is before I came over to the Airman and Family Readiness Center and started working and speaking in front of people, I was definitely afraid to speak in front of people. So that's something that I think just leadership-wise, that's something that you need to be able to do. A lot of growth that I've had in the last 4 years.
How did you get over that public speaking fear?
One of the big
And you're speaking to me, of
right,
course.
So. Absolutely.
You've obviously gotten over it.
Right. Initially, right when I came into the AFRC, we started this. We started adapting the Master Resiliency Training Program from the Army. So that resiliency skills training definitely helped me develop some of my getting over that fear. And then one of the things is just knowing that that's something that I'm going to be required to do if I want to be successful. Just I had to work really hard at it. So
did you practice in front of a mirror?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Preparation every day.
And you also spoke about empathy and working with people who have very different backgrounds from yourself. Tell us maybe one tip that you learned or one secret that you learned that you'll take with you when you go back to civil engineering.
One thing that I would say is I think that we look through our own window or our own perspectives. So just stopping that for a moment, seeing how somebody else might be perceiving something. They say that 90% of the world, the way we see the world is 100% through our own perception, and just understanding that that's the case. And that's something I've learned while I've been over there, seeing other people's problems. A lot of times we focus on whether or not the individual should be worried about this issue instead of the fact that they are worried about this issue, you know. So just doing that is, and I'm going to be able to go back to someone in a career field and talk to some of my subordinates and work with their issues that way, and I think I'll be a much more effective leader.
Great. Well, let's bring in Sergeant Ackfall. Great to have you with us. And again, congratulations. Now, you come from a very different post. Just tell us briefly, what do you do?
Currently, I'm an Airman Leadership School instructor, but my primary career field is a paralegal.
Okay, very good. But you are a leadership instructor. You are a mid-career airman. So you must be training people who are perhaps a little bit more senior than yourself?
No, currently I'm training senior airmen who are going to be supervisors later on in the future. So we're training them on leadership skills, how to become more of a mentor or supervisor when they get out, when they put staff sergeant on and they're training airmen or supervising airmen in their career fields.
So what are some of the things that you have learned to teach to other people that might be a challenge for people to learn on their own?
Currently we teach leadership skills, but not everybody considers themselves a leader or maybe has the skills necessary to lead others.
A lot of people who become leaders do so because they're very good at what they do. They're experts in, say, being an electrician or so forth, but not necessarily in being a manager or a leader.
Absolutely. I think that it's difficult for a lot of us to be able to communicate and relate with other people. We learn how to do our job in the military, but I think we forget that these are people. We need to learn how to make connections. And I think that even that was difficult for me, so learning how to do that and being able to share that with other people, I think that's going to help them in the long run. You can teach people to do their job every day, but if you want to lead them and you want to transform them into great leaders and transform them to be not only better leaders in the military, but better leaders at home and in the community, you need to learn the skills yourself first. And I think that's the biggest thing that I'm teaching them now is just how to be better people in general.
So you started off as a paralegal. How did you get into training people to be leaders?
I never imagined that I would ever become an Airman Leadership School instructor. Being a paralegal, I was kind of comfortable. My supervisor came to me and said, you know what, you need to kind of step outside of your comfort zone. And I know you love talking to people, you love relating with people. Get outside of your comfort zone. You should do something different. Train people to be mentors and train people to be leaders. And in the process, you'll grow yourself. And so I decided just to kind of take on that challenge, go to the interview, and I ended up getting selected. And it's definitely been the best thing for me in my career. I've learned more in this job than I have in my previous years in the Air Force.
And perhaps we'd be remiss in talking about your career if we didn't mention that you have an iPad initiative. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We created at Patrick, it was a team, definitely not just me, it was the team that we have there. We put together an iPad initiative to save the Air Force money or the government money in professional military education centers all over the Air Force. So we started using electronics versus paper to save money, and also because the students are a lot younger than us, they grew up with that. They know how to use the technology. Paper is kind of old school. I think that we're used to using paper for everything, but they're used to using technology. It helps them learn a lot more. It also saves the Air Force money. We're able to roll out new curriculum and new material a lot quicker than other places who are using paper and having to wait on printing and wait on money to do that. Just doing it electronically like we do everything else in our everyday lives, it makes things a lot easier and a lot smoother, and it helps the airmen, I think, learn a lot quicker and it's easier for them.
And so it wasn't very hard to convince Patrick to make the switch then, since most of the people that you were teaching were already comfortable with the technology.
Absolutely. I don't think it was too much of, definitely not the students. I think it was the culture of, we're so used to doing things a certain way. We use paper all the time. It's easy. Okay, this is what we're used to. It was changing the mindset on moving forward. Technology is the future. So us staying in the past and continuing to do things the old way, it's not going to help the Air Force, I should say professional military education, progress in any way.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the award. First of all, what does it mean to each of you to be selected as Outstanding Airman of the Year? There's only 12 of you in the entire enlisted force.
Right. I mean, it's an absolute honor. To me, the biggest thing is I think it's this culmination of all the hard work that not just I did, but my team, my family, and everybody together. So just to recognize that is just an absolute blessing and an honor to me.
How were you nominated?
I was the normal nominative process through my leadership. They identified me as a performer and went through the process through every echelon. So, yeah.
And Sergeant Akpol, how about you?
Well, for me, I am definitely honored and I'm humbled because this is not just a one-person award. This is a team. So for them to select me out of my team to go forward for this award and to back me for this, and knowing that they think of me as a leader and as somebody who can represent the Air Force in a positive way, that means a lot to me. I am truly honored.
Now, as part of this honor, I understand you're going to serve on the Air Force Enlisted Council for a year. What do each of you hope to do? Is there one sort of thing that you're looking forward to doing the most or learning the most or perhaps passing on?
Right. To me, honestly, it's just getting the experience, learning and experiencing every moment of it, and seeing that if there is a place where I can influence anything in a positive way, I'm going to look forward to that. So we haven't gotten too much of a full grasp of everything that we're going to be responsible for doing, but whatever Chief Cody needs us to do, we're going to definitely give our honest opinion, because that's what he's expecting of us. So there are a lot of issues that Air Force is the greatest out there still, but we still have definitely things that we can improve on every day, just like anything. So
can I put you on the spot and say, if you could change anything with a magic wand right now, what would it be?
If I could change anything with a magic wand right now. Yeah. My biggest thing is I think what I would change is our direction and focus on at the lower levels, teaching people tactical level things. I guess more of spending more time on teaching people day-to-day activities versus strategic things right off the bat. And I think that that's something that we've kind of veered off to, but I think a lot of the changes we're making right now is getting us back to that. So I'm looking forward to the ride.
Very good. And Sergeant Akpal, I'll give you the last 20 seconds. What are you looking forward to doing most in this year as the outstanding airman?
I'm looking to hopefully be able to influence to be have a better self or to do better in their career and in their everyday life. For me, just being on the council, it's bringing forward different ideas from the field, from the lower level that maybe, I know headquarters, they definitely pay attention to that, but being able to be a spokesperson for that is very important to me. So I hope that in the future, we'll be able to do that and bring forward some issues that to higher headquarters level that we can change in the future.